Was the Trojan War just a big joke perpetuated by Greek goddesses? And if so, what was the point of obliterating an entire city and enslaving and slaughtering its residents? And what of the thousands of Greek soldiers who were needlessly killed in a false battle fueled by warmongers? Trunk Theatre, an award-winning Edmonton company with a reputation for delivering tight, meaty productions, mounts Helen from May 24 to June 4 at Queen Elizabeth Planetarium in Coronation Park. Director Amy DeFellis uses Irish playwright Frank McGuinness' translation of Euripides' play. I love his use of language. It's a very fluid translation. When you hear it, you think of Greek culture and of course the Irish bardic influence. You hear the live voice and there's a quick silver musicality. And Frank writes interesting characters. You get dimensions in all of them, said DeFellis. Euripides was known to despise war. In his play, the Athenian playwright uses a variant of original, historical documents and poems written after the war stating the real Helen was living in Egypt during the 10-year destruction. And the Helen who was either kidnapped or eloped with Prince Paris to Troy was an Eidolon, a phantom look-alike. It was a disastrous war campaign for Athens. Every household lost sons, fathers and neighbors in the naval battle. It was an argument for peace and coexistence. Athens paid a heavy price in the battle and it is what brought Athens down as a society. It's a very anti-war play. The big question was, why did we lose so many people when there was never a reason to go if Helen was an Eidolon, DeFellis said. Stories tell us the Trojan War developed from the petty vanity of two goddesses, Hera, queen of the 12 Olympic gods and Aphrodite, goddess of sexual love and beauty. Prince Paris of Troy was asked to select the most beautiful goddess. Aphrodite offered him Helen of Sparta in return for his support and he agreed. Hera was furious. She spirited the real Helen to Egypt and replaced Paris's trophy with a phantom. The play begins 7 years after the Trojan War. The real Helen resides in Egypt under the protection of a king Theoclymenus who desires to marry her. Still in love with Menelaus, her husband, she brushes aside offers of marriage. Helen receives word from Teucer, an exiled Greek, that Menelaus never returned to Greece from Troy and is presumed dead. Helen is free to marry Theoclymenus. However, when a stranger arrives in Egypt and turns out to be Menelaus, the long-separated couple plan an escape. A pawn in the games of gods and the wars of men, Helen attempts to take control of her life and rescue her husband. It goes from a traditional Greek play to a madcap screwball comedy. There are moments of gravitas, but it's also playful, fun and farcical. There are lots of interactions of pomposity from the upper classes and it shows Euripides' sympathy for the little people. The all-female cast stars Linda Glass, Rebecca Merkley, Julie Goloski, Kristen Johnson, Prudence Olenek, Gailey Suliak, Jacqueline Walters and St. Albert's Sophie May Healy. Healy has nabbed the role of Theano, sister to Theoclymenus and a prophetess. Helen confides in her and they plan an escape. Although a secondary support role, Theano faces a critical crossroad. She's well-loved. She's not a tyrant like her brother. She has a good heart and wants to do the right thing. She's trying to figure out what the right thing is. She has a choice to make. Does she stay loyal to the gods or to her king, Healy said. The St. Albert actor first met DeFellis when enrolled at the University of Alberta's Bachelor of Fine Arts acting program. She was directing Don Juan Comes Back from the War. It was a post-war play, and it's funny the two plays I've been in with her have been about the wreckage of war and what we have lost, and how women have been affected by war, said Healy. Although Helen is comedic, it deals with serious issues of staying true to oneself, fidelity, love and justice. There are different shades to the characters especially when they have to do the right thing even when faced with what seems an immovable power. It's important to stand up in the interests of justice, Healy said. Outdoor performances run until June 4 at Coronation Park. Tickets are $25 with Pay What You Choose Wednesdays. They are available at www.eventbrite.ca.